Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And a good afternoon. Welcome to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. Coming up, farm reaction to the federal budget and hog prices take a major jump in price over fears of swine fever. The official 620 CKRM farm weather is brought to you by Raymore, Yorkton, and Watrous, New Holland. Working hard to keep more jingle in your jeans. And brought to you by Shepherd Realty in Regina, specializing in farm and ranch real estate in Saskatchewan. Call Harry Shepherd at 352-1866. The 620 CKRM farm weather forecast for today, sunny skies, wind southwest 20 kilometers an hour, the high today plus 8, the low minus 3 degrees, wind chill minus 6 overnight, Thursday sunny, wind southeast 20, the high 9, the low minus 5, Friday sunny with a high of 8 degrees, the low minus 1, Saturday sunny with a high of 8, 60% chance of evening showers, Saturday the low minus 1. Sunday, periods of snow with a high of just plus 2, the low minus 10. Monday, sunny, the high plus 2, the low minus 5. Tuesday, sunny skies, the high near 6. Normal high is plus 2, the normal low minus 10. The sun rose at 7:02 this morning. It sets at 7:10 tonight. And around the province, again, the hot spot is up in the north at Jimmy Lake, plus 16 degrees. The cold spot is in the south, Mankota, at 0. Estevan on the roundup is plus 5, Saskatoon 7, Swift Current plus 8, Weyburn 4, Yorkton is 7. In Regina with sunny skies, it's 5 degrees, that's 41 Fahrenheit. Winds are from the west-southwest at 11, humidity 74%, the barometer rising 102.5. Moose Jaw sunny and 9 degrees, winds are from the west at 8. Once again, Regina sunny and 5, that's 41 Fahrenheit. Back in a moment. Agri-News is brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers Ag Division. Forget the rest, sell with the best. Online at McDougallAuction.com. And Technotil Seeding System, packing where it counts. See the difference at Technotil on Facebook or on Technotil.com. Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodale says yesterday's federal budget outlined some key support for rural Canada. He says the budget offers $65 million for new STARS helicopters. There's a one-year doubling of the federal gas tax transfer to municipalities for local infrastructure worth some $60 million in Saskatchewan. He says there's also a commitment for a new strategy to manage water and land in the prairies. The strategy recognizes climate change and the impact on water management and the need for better solutions. There's also $1.7 billion in federal funds to bring high-speed internet to rural communities. There's also support for supply-managed industries like dairy and poultry because of recent new trade deals. The president of the Saskatchewan Association of Rural Municipalities, Ray Orb, says the federal budget support for rural broadband is welcome. He says SARM has been lobbying for improved internet for some time.
They've promised to inject between $5 and $6 billion for the next 10 years. And they are obviously going to increase download and upload speeds and cover more Canadians. In fact, by 2030, they're promising to cover all of the population of Canada, which is an ambitious goal. So nevertheless, we're still happy that we're looking at some good improvements to rural broadband.
Orb is also looking forward for more support for rural infrastructure.
Yes, they are promising $2.2 billion, which is double what was put into the gas tax fund last year. So if that is the case, this will help all municipalities across the country. And the gas tax fund is it's administered by the provinces. They're using federal gas tax money, but it's administered through the province. So there's a program that's already in place. And so the municipalities in Saskatchewan understand that program, and they would welcome extra funding to go into that. This is a one-time injection, and it can be used for a lot of things, such as infrastructure, either new or improvements to existing. So that's a good announcement.
Orb is disappointed there wasn't much discussion of a pipeline construction project.
There wasn't very much at all mentioned about Trans Mountain, and that's disappointing to us because we have been told that by July, because the project has been approved, it looks like that would be the start date, the proposed start date for the federal government to move that ahead. You would think that if that was the case, there would be mention of some kind of funding in the federal budget, but we haven't seen that, so that is a disappointment.
Ray Orb is the president of SARM. APAS President Todd Lewis is also expressing some support for the federal budget. He welcomes additional funding for expansion of rural internet service. Lewis adds the request to exempt farm cardlock fuel from the carbon tax is about to be resolved.
Sounds like the cardlock issue is going to be fixed. There's going to be another permitting process of some sort or another, it sounds like, and waiting for details on that. But we're sure hoping it's going to get fixed by April 1st, and within the budget it seems to recognize that there will be that will be in place by in time for April 1st.
Lewis is disappointed there's still no cost analysis for the carbon tax impact on farm income. He also sees additional support for short-line railways in the federal budget. This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by Degelmann Industries. Look to Degelmann for the most reliable, dependable, engineered tough equipment on the market. And the REMAX Blue Chip Realty Ag Team of Marcel DeCorby and Graham Toth. Online at landforsalesask.ca. Hog prices have taken a 15% jump in the past week. The Director of Risk Management at Hams Marketing Service, Tyler Fulton, says rising losses to African swine fever in China have prompted the push-up in price. Some estimates have said the losses in China could reach 15%. Here's Tyler Fulton.
They've been surging higher over the course of the last, now we're looking at about the last 10 days or so, and it started really with, it was a bit of a buildup of news that's kind of led to the surge in prices. We got a couple weeks ago now, we got information that African swine fever had moved into Vietnam. And then we actually had some more credible information as to the percentage of losses in the Chinese herd that was kind of jarring, something possibly in the neighborhood of around 15%. And then to top that off, but we got confirmation early last week that the Chinese buyers bought 24,000 metric tons of pork from the United States. And so that was the last jump in, I guess, in information that really triggered the move higher in futures and for that matter, cash markets.
So what's the market outlook for the next? I'll ask you to pull out your crystal ball and tell me what's the outlook for the next week, 2 weeks.
Well, it's. I think one thing would be fair to say is that we can expect significant volatility in the markets. The cash market, without the Chinese news, the cash market was really in the doldrums. In fact, we were well under year-ago levels and the previous kind of seasonal trend, because what was happening was we were uncovering that North American pork production was larger, about 2 to 2.5% larger than what was anticipated. So that actually meant that our recent trend of U.S. pork production was up 5% compared to year-ago levels. And so without this Chinese news, we were actually dealing with some unprofitable hog production for the last 3 or 4 months.
But now with the African swine fever outbreak, and is there a concern it could move to North America?
Well, I think that is a definite concern. The news broke of 1 million pounds of Chinese pork or pork products being, I guess, uncovered at a port in New Jersey. And that raised some big concerns as to whether or not we're going to be able to maintain our disease-free status in North America. It's a prolific disease that appears to be quite contagious and difficult to handle. And so the goal, obviously, would be to make sure that it stays outside of North America. And if we can keep it out, I think that the suggestion is that those losses in China could very well lead to increased pork sales from the United States and Canada. And that would no doubt be advantageous from a price perspective. I mean, of course, we would not wish that types of losses on any of our trading partners or any country for that matter, but the effect of that short supply in China will or could result in an improvement in hog prices here in North America.
Tyler Fulton is the Director of Risk Management at Ham's Marketing Service. Saskatchewan feeder cattle prices were showing upward movement during the past week. Provincial livestock economist Brad Marcinuk says rising demand is pushing up prices.
Saskatchewan feeder cattle prices were mixed but overall higher last week. Saskatchewan feeder steer prices range between $1.07 per hundredweight lower and $5.09 per hundredweight higher. The biggest price decline reported was in the heavier 900-plus pound feeder steer weight category, while the largest price gains were in the 800 to 900 pound feeder steer weight category. Feeder heifer prices last week were also mixed from the previous week. We saw feeder heifer prices range between $1.92 per hundredweight lower and $1.08 per hundredweight higher. Biggest price declines were in the 400 to 500 pound feeder heifer weight category, while the largest price gains were in the 700 to 800 pound feeder heifer weight category.
What were the factors pushing up the prices?
Well, we did see Saskatchewan feeder cattle prices overall higher, and that was, again, because of some stronger basis levels. So, you know, some local demand was improved last week. Well, we did see some U.S. prices, you know, overall lower. So the biggest thing was stronger basis levels did help Saskatchewan prices move a bit higher.
And what were marketings?
Canfax reported weekly marketings averaged 14,256 head sold in Saskatchewan, and that was up from 12,236 head marketed a week ago.
What happened with market-ready cattle prices?
Slaughter cow prices in Alberta edged higher last week. The price of D2 slaughter cows increased 44 cents per hundredweight last week to average $84.94 per hundredweight, while the price of D3 slaughter cows increased 58 cents to average $75.08 per hundredweight. Fed cattle prices in Western Canada for Alberta fed steers were higher again last week, with prices increasing just over a dollar to average $154.83 per hundredweight.
Brad Marcinuk compiles the weekly cattle market report for the Saskatchewan Ministry of Agriculture. Market Update is brought to you by Scott Bjornson of Hall is Wealth. For more information or to book a free consultation, call 1-800-284-9999. Grain prices were mixed in early trading this morning. Viterra prices for canola rose 80 cents at $4.0942. Oats went up $1.81 at $1.9327. Yellow peas fell $3 at $2.5154. Number one red spring wheat rose 272 at 218.59. The rest were all unchanged. Durham, $215.84. Feed barley, $192.63. Flax, $475.61. Feed wheat, $193.31. On the Minneapolis Grain Exchange this morning, May wheat is up 5¾ cents at $5.71 a bushel. The livestock quotes are brought to you by the Assiniboia and Weyburn Livestock Auctions. Call Assiniboia 642-4180 or Weyburn 842-4574.
Good afternoon. This is the Yorkton Heartland Livestock Market Report for Wednesday, March the 20th. Spring is here. What a great day today. Big run here, 2570 in the sort. With 300 cows and bulls, a total of 2870 for the day. D1, D2 cows, 72 to 82, sales to 84, 85. D3 cows, 62 to 72. Cows are averaging 74.50. Good bulls, 93 to 103. Sales to 105, 106. Bulls are averaging 98.75. On to the pre-sort sale. What a sale we are having here today. Listen up, some highlights on the steer side. These prices are a bit stronger here today. 400-pound steers, 249. 550-pound steers, 236. 650-pound steers, 220. Of course, my favorite pen, 700-pound tan steers at 203. 800-pound steers, 190. 850-pound steers, 183. And the big boys, 950-pound steers, 171. On the heifer side, 500-pound heifers, 197. 550s, 195. 650-pound heifers, 184. 700-pound heifers, 172. And 800-pound heifers, 163. This sale was actually a fun sale here today. Next week, pre-sort, 1,800 head booked. Friday, April the 5th, listen up guys, bred cow sale, total herd dispersal of 140 black, red, Simmental, Angus cross cows. Home raised, more details next week. Bull sales to mention, if you're in the Landsberg area today, Bar H Land and Cattle Company, annual bull sale, this is a unique sale, 45 two-year-old black Angus bulls for sale today at 1 o'clock. Farm south of Landsberg, sale at 1 o'clock, or click on to DVA Auctions, Robin, Hogberg and family, good people. Also, Bender Shorthorns of Newderf and Star P Farms. Bids open March the 22nd online on DV Auctions. Bids close March 23rd at 7 p.m. Bender family, hardworking people. Also, this Sunday, March the 24th at Heartland Livestock Yorkton, big bull sale here, best of the breeds, 15th annual bull sale. Total, I think there's about 100 and 110 bulls here for sale, featuring Simmental bulls, Galvey bulls, Red Angus bulls, Black Angus bulls, Charolais bulls, sale at 1:30. Lots of good people here. And next Tuesday, March the 26th, Double C Red Angus annual bull and female sale featuring Red Angus bulls, Black Angus bulls, replacement heifers. East of Foam Lake, lunch at 12 noon, sale at 1. Cameron, Carl, and family, good people there. That's it for this week at Heartland Yorkton. I'm Harvey Exner. Have a good day.
Now the latest Saskatchewan pork prices. Today's quotes, SIG 5, TCP, and BP2, all $143.41 per CKG. Prices for BP4, TCP4, $144.07 per 100 kilograms. Weatherwise, the outlook today, sunny, wind southwest 20, the high 8, the low minus 3, wind chill minus 6 overnight. Tomorrow, sunny, wind southeast 20, the high 9, the low minus 5. In Regina, sunny and 5, that's 41 Fahrenheit. That's Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. I'm Jim Smalley. Good afternoon and good farming.